From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Sunday a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria's five-year civil war. However, violence continued throughout the country with scores of people killed in two separate attacks. Early estimates indicate that a double deadly bombing in homes early Sunday killed up to 60 people before another series of attacks later in the day hit a town south of Damascus. Few details were immediately available on the most recent blasts. London Mayor Boris Johnson said Sunday he would back Britain's exit from the European Union in a June 23rd referendum. Speaking to a crowd of reporters on the steps of his London home, Johnson said Prime Minister David Cameron had not achieved fundamental reform of the European Union. His decision comes a day after Mr. Cameron called the June 23rd poll and declared his own intention to campaign for Britain to stay in the EU.
The choice is in your hands, but my recommendation is clear. I believe that Britain will be safer, stronger, and better off in a reformed European Union.
Again, that is the British Prime Minister, David Cameron. Bolivia is holding a referendum Sunday to decide whether to amend the Constitution to allow the current president, Evo Morales, to run for a fourth consecutive term in 2019. Voters were evenly split on the issue until recently, and now a growing number of Bolivians are starting to doubt the integrity of the president after it was revealed the company of a former girlfriend of Morales works for has won lucrative contracts. This is VOA News. A public campaign on behalf of a baby daughter of a family of asylum seekers has prompted Australia's immigration minister to allow the family to remain in the country instead of being sent back to a remote detention camp. The one-year-old child, known as Baby Asha, was brought to Lady Cilento Children's Hospital in Brisbane for medical treatment last month from a camp on the island of Nauru where she suffered accidental burns. The hospital refused to release the child after her treatment until they were assured she would be placed in a safer environment. Voters in Niger are going to the polls Sunday to elect a new parliament and to decide whether the president will receive a second five-year term. Mahamadou Issoufou is running with a promise to crush Islamist militants and develop one of the poorest countries of the world. Major developments in the U.S. presidential contest. It was a big day in the race for the White House of the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, winning in South Carolina and Democrat Hillary Clinton coming out on top in Nevada. Here's VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
The Clinton victory in Nevada is very important for her campaign. Bernie Sanders was closing in. They were able to stop his momentum. And so now she sets up for a strong performance in South Carolina in a week's time. The Republican side, Trump a clear winner in South Carolina. That's a big step toward the Republican nomination. But a very tight battle between Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio for second in South Carolina. But both of them look as though they will go on in the race.
For Republican candidate Jeb Bush, however, the race is over. He suspended his campaign after getting votes only in the single digits. Republicans Ben Carson and John Kasich, each one got at least 8% of the votes, have indicated that their campaigns will continue. Military forces loyal to Libya's eastern government said Sunday they had pushed back Islamist fighters on several areas of Benghazi, seizing the port of Marissa. The Libyan National Army said it had also taken control of a town 150 kilometers south of Benghazi, another city where it had been battling those Islamist groups. Libya has been riven by conflict since 2011. 2 days of violent protests in northeastern India have turned deadly and plunged the capital of New Delhi into a water supply crisis. Haryana State has been the scene of a week-old demonstration by members of the rural agricultural Jat caste, and they're demanding federal and state benefits, among other things. The protests turned violent on Friday when demonstrators set fire to homes and railway stations and also damaged equipment that transport waters from Haryana to New Delhi. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.